This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Imagine an individual that is fully freaked out and paranoid over Russian meddling and Russian influence in the United States election. So paranoid, so obsessed, they spend all day talking about it, all day reporting on it, all day theorizing how it happened, why it happened. And it's all because they care about the integrity of the United States elections. But imagine that same individual wants non-citizens to vote. So it could essentially be a Russian. Now, if you have imagined that individual, you have successfully imagined a Democrat. As now Tom Perez has had a slip and admitted that yes, the Democrats want illegal voters. Listen to what the head of the DNC said when it comes to the new question on the 2020 census. Are you a United States citizen?
So Senator Jim Inhofe says this is all about accurately assessing the number of citizens. Shouldn't the government have the ability to know who is inside this country?
I agree that accuracy counts, and the census is the constitutionally mandated requirement that you count the number of persons in the United States, not the number of citizens. The census is not a political tool for hyper-partisan activity, and that's exactly what the Trump administration is
trying
to.
How is that using it as a political tool? Unless, of course, it would reveal how many non-citizens are here. Oh, so I guess it could be used as a political tool if it exposes how many non-citizens are here, how many are voting, and how the Democrats are winning elections with them. It's a basic question on a census. How many people are here? How many people are citizens? But the Democrats are freaking out about this. Let's go back to Tom Perez.
It is wrong to do this. And you know what? When I hear the voting rights justification used to say this is why we need to do this, as someone who enforced the Voting Rights Act at the Justice Department for a number of years, the Voting Rights Act does not require this. And frankly, it's insulting to the people who gave their lives.
Now pause it right here. What is this, before he gets to the bombshell point, what does this even have to do with voting? Think about that. What does a census, which is all about measuring how many people are in a country and details about it, what is a census and what is a census question have to do with voting? What is the connection between a census question for 2020 that says, are you a citizen of the United States, and a voting record or voting in an election? What is the connection there? There is no actual connection unless non-citizens are voting. Of course, that is the connection the Democrats are scared of. That's why Tom Perez says this.
Of the Voting Rights Act, to use the Voting Rights Act as a perverse justification for voter suppression.
If you're looking at representation,
voter suppression,
losing a seat in California, a House seat in California, isn't the census about citizenship, though? Isn't representation about citizenship? Shouldn't it matter who is a citizen
of
this country?
My gosh, Katie Turr.
Who is not a citizen of
this country? What got into her bones in this interview?
The enumeration requirement, which is what the census comes from, says very clearly, count the number of persons in the United States. It doesn't talk about the number of citizens.
So why are you so upset about this? Why don't you want to know how many citizens are in the United States? And what connection does that question on a census have to do with voting? Of course, you just admitted it. It's about voter suppression because you, Tom Perez, don't want the truth to be discovered about the Democrats winning elections with illegal votes. We're going to have more of that and more from the Democrats. They're now looking to pass the assault weapons ban of 2018. You don't want to miss this.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
One answer to tyranny. There's only one answer to a totalitarian, authoritarian regime oppressing people, oppressing freedom, oppressing rights to free speech, oppressing rights to protect yourself. There is only one answer to that form of tyranny, and that answer is America. And that's why we fight for America, that's why we stand for America, that's why we believe in America, and that's why we come up here every day with millions of other Americans, stand up, fight for our rights, expose the anti-Americans in government and media who want to trample on those rights and lie to you about what America actually is and what it means to planet Earth. Welcome into the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Some news to cover, not a heavy news desk as you might usually see here on my desk, but I do have some news, plenty of video clips to get to. We'll probably get to your calls maybe at some point. We do have Austin Fletcher of Fleckus Talks joining me in the first hour to talk about his video that was featured on the Drudge Report where he goes and talks to the anti-gun marchers, and it's just unbelievable. Honestly, the stuff that you can get these people to admit. So we'll talk to him about that, Roger Stone, in the second hour. And then Jerry Corsi joins me at the top of the third hour to talk about his latest breaking news and the latest with him being censored on social media as well. But in front of me, I've got the documents. This is this crazy thing we do here at InfoWars. We actually get the documents, read the documents, and then show you the documents. And then I go out in the streets and I ask an individual, I say, sir, do you believe in the official FBI narrative of the Las Vegas shooting with the lone gunman, Stephen Paddock? And he says, absolutely, I do. And I say, well, but what about the fact the FBI lied to us about the JFK assassination and then a dozen people laugh in my face while I'm out in Austin, Texas at the March for Our Lives anti-gun march? They laugh in my face because I'm educated and I've read declassified government documents. Of course, I didn't even need President Trump to release those documents, which they still haven't read, still don't know exist. I already knew that. You could already go to the FBI archives and read J. Edgar Hoover's papers. You could already go read declassified documents that talked about multiple shooters. But then Trump releases the trove and it comes out undebatable, multiple shooters, media covered it up. FBI covered it up. CIA covered it up. Oh, and just for a little feather in our hat, it also has Operation Mockingbird in there with the FBI and the CIA putting assets in media companies to promote their false narrative. But I'm crazy. Ho-ho! Look at that nut that questions the FBI, even though they've been caught lying to us before about major events and covering them up. But regardless, we still go get the documents for you. So this is available at congress.gov. This is Bill H.R. 5087, Assault Weapons Ban of 2018. And you can read it for yourself and see what's in there. It's just, again, you know, they're coming for the guns. Seizure, the word seizure, you'll find that in there. You know, they talk about programs where promote, you know, you turn your gun into the loving government. Maybe they'll give you some money. You know, it's loving. It's loving. Turn over your freedom. Turn over your protection. We'll give you some money. Yes, yes. And so there it is. They say they don't want to ban the guns, but then they have the assault weapons ban of 2018 bill that has dozens of guns mentioned in there. I mean, again, you can read it for yourself. And then you go and you look at all of the sponsors of this bill. There isn't a Republican on the list. It is all Democrats, from David Cicilline, Alma Adams, Pete Aguilar, all the way down the list to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Maxine Waters, Bonnie Watson. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Democrats. Oh, we don't want to come for your guns. And then they all sign the bill, Assault Weapons Ban of 2018, which is 67 pages long. Most of it is just guns. I mean, and I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and act like I even understood this legislation. This is the most legalized BS bullcrap law talk. It doesn't even make sense. You can't even make sense of it. That's how they want it. They want it to be ambiguous. The more ambiguous they leave it, the more open they are to say whichever thing about whichever gun or addition to a gun or scope or trigger or whatever it is. Oh no, you gotta ban that. That increases the rate of fire. That's why they don't come out and Democrats. See, they're smart. These are scumbags. These are real snake in the grass type of people. Very calculated, very cold. Don't understand society as far as what the average person is thinking, but they really know how to sneak a gun legislation bill past you and then claim, oh, we just want to ban the bump stocks, which Trump spoke again today in Ohio and said, yeah, we're going to ban the bump stocks. Nobody seems to care. Well, maybe nobody cares about the bump stocks, but if they come for the bump stocks, they'll come for the new triggers. They'll come for the scopes. They'll come for the handles. They'll come for all of it. And so that's why we can't go give on bump stocks. But again, they all sign this bill. They say they don't want to ban guns, and then they sign the bill, and then you have Eric Holder say we need to brainwash people. Dianne Feinstein says if I had the votes, I'd take all the guns. They tried to do this in 2017, and they try to use any different angle they can. They use school shootings, they use school students, they politicize it, and they don't go with the common sense that is, if a nutbag gunman comes to the school and wants to shoot it up, what is the best means possible to stop that from happening? And that is, of course, having someone on the scene with a gun to stop the man or the woman or whatever the case is. But that's what they do. And so they say, well, we're just going to ban things that increase the rate of fire, or we're just going to ban high capacity magazines. Oh, and then a high-capacity magazine becomes anything that has 12 rounds in it. And anything that increases the rate of fire becomes a new trigger or a new handle or a scope. Yes. Yes, because you see, you, the American citizen, are a threat. And so you're not allowed to have a right. You can't be trusted. You cannot be trusted with an AR-15 with a scope and a new trigger and a nice handle and everything and a grip and everything. No. You can't be trusted. Didn't you see what happened in Florida? Didn't you hear what Camera Hog said at the March for Our Lives? How dare you think you can be trusted? Oh my gosh, you're a member at the NRA? You're even more untrustworthy, even though the NRA has nothing to do with mass shootings. In fact, an NRA instructor helped stop one. No, you need to listen to Camera Hog, and guns are the problem, and you can't be trusted. You're a bad American. You're a terrorist NRA member. We can't trust you. Even though you have nothing to do with this, even though there's no logic to that, you can't be trusted. You have to turn them in. As Dianne Feinstein said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, because you can't be trusted. You're just a ant. You're just a peon. You get to have a gun? No. Let me explain something. Guns in this country are for the Michael Moores and the Maxine Waters and the Chuck Schumers. Okay? They get the guns. Dianne Feinstein, she gets the guns. She gets the armed security. She is important. You are just a lowly scumbag American citizen, a slave. You don't get a gun. That's what Camera Hog told me, so I want to listen to him. Because the media tells me to listen to Camera Hog, and, you know, it's just so obvious, folks. But hey, this is only increasing NRA membership. NRA membership has like tripled in the year 2018. More people are buying guns now. And we'll have more of this on the other side. Office of the Inspector General releases this today. They are about to review the FBI and the DOJ with their spying on the Trump campaign.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually or together. They're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and real red pill today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a
a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent iodine. Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So here's the deal. Austin Fletcher from Fleckus Talks is joining me in the next segment. He had a viral video. It's just amazing. He was at the March for Our Lives out there in California. It's just amazing. All of these people now are going out and recording these marches, and they're literally going into the belly of the beast. We did it here in Austin. People did it in New York, D.C., California. I mean, everywhere across the nation. Conservatives, Trump supporters are going into the belly of the beast, filming just to show, it's just to show people who are neutral what we actually deal with. And I've said this before. To me, right now, the nation is essentially, and this is kind of probably not exactly accurate as far as the numbers are concerned, but essentially the nation is separated into three parts right now. And I would say 33% on each side, but that's probably not accurate. But you have three parts. You have Trump supporters, generalized, Trump haters, generalized, you know, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, whatever term you want to put on it. I'm just generalizing here. And that makes up, let's say, 66% of the country. It's split in half. Then you have the 33% of the country that is just totally out. They're just ignorant. They don't know. They don't care about politics. They don't want to know about politics. They can't stand the politics. Trump, Clinton, Bush, screw them all. Don't care. Don't want to know. Don't watch the news. Leave me alone. I'm working. I'm raising my family. I'm watching sports. I'm watching the Kardashians. Literally, I don't care. Leave me alone. And it's those people that we have to try to win over. So all we do is you go out on the street. You film these people marching, you show how disgusting that they are, you show how disgusting and violent they are and vile, and they curse and they use children as political pawns. And the average individual in the 33% that never watches politics, never cares about news, doesn't bother, doesn't want to bother, sees that and just says, whoa, I want nothing to do with that. Not that. Now that guy asking the question seems like a reasonable guy. But that clown, literally, keep me away from that freak. And so Fleckus Talks joins us in the next segment, and we'll get more into to what that's all about. Again, I've got the bill in front of me, H.R. 5087. The Democrats want to ban guns, folks. They want to ban guns. And you know what? Keep pushing to take the guns. Okay, keep using Camera Hog as your spokesperson. I mean, just keep it up because you're only hurting yourselves. You're only going to hurt yourselves because more people. Here's the other thing, too. See, I've got family members that probably, if you were going to put them on a political scale, would be weighing liberal, that are huge gun advocates. So that's the thing. Liberals love guns, too. Oh, the Democrats are so out of touch with America, man. But of course they are. When was the last time they tried to cater to America? They cater to non-Americans. They cater to criminals. They cater to illegals. It's just unbelievable. So that comes out of Congress. We'll keep an eye on that. It's not going anywhere. You're not passing your damn gun control. And if you keep pushing this, oh, I see now. Okay. You think this is what it is. They know that they cannot energize enough voters to win the midterms for the Democrats with just Trump hate. They can't do it anymore. Stormy Daniels, total flop, total bust. Everything. Russian collusion. Everything they've thrown at Trump hasn't worked. They can't do it. They failed. The Trump hate campaign will not win in the midterms. So they're going to try to redirect the energy to gun hatred. Ladies and gentlemen, more people love guns in this country probably than love Trump. And the Democrats still don't get it. So please run in 2018 on Trump hate and gun hate and you will suffer a massive defeat. You had Trump weak at the knees when he signed the omnibus bill. And what did you do? You went for the feet while he was weak at the knees because you always go low. You always go low. And so you missed your opportunity and now Trump is strong again and his approval ratings are still strong. In fact, look at this. I'll even call Trump out. Pull up Trump's last tweet. Trump just tweets out, we need to rebuild the infrastructure. We're done spending billions and billions of dollars rebuilding other countries' infrastructures, even though he just signed a bill doing just that. But see, the Democrats can't call Trump out on that because it's their bill. The Democrats can't attack Trump on that because it's what they want. So if they attack Trump on the omnibus spending, it looks bad on them because that's what they want. So they go back to going low and they go with hate Trump, hate guns, and it's not going to work for them. But now they're even in more trouble, folks. Hillary Clinton is about to be investigated. The Iwans could take down the entire DNC establishment if they decide to sing like songbirds. And now you have this coming out of the Office of the Inspector General from the Department of Justice. The DOJ OIG, which is the Office of the Inspector General, announces initiation of review. And so now they're going to be investigating the FBI and the DOJ and the FISA surveillance court scandal of spying on the Trump campaign. What do you think that investigation is going to find? Now, here's the problem that Americans have. We've seen this before. We know Hillary's guilty. We know Comey lied. We know what they did. Everybody knows it. But there's no justice. And that is what has to change. Jeff Sessions comes out and says no one is above the law while he's the attorney general. Well, really, Jeff Sessions, because Hillary Clinton still walks free. And even though the story is today, Hillary Clinton to be paid much less at Rutgers than past university speeches. She gets an 85% pay cut from $200,000 to $25,000. Even though that's the case, Jeff Sessions, she is still above the law because she's still even allowed to go out and do speeches. She ought to be in jail. So Jeff Sessions, before you want to open up your big mouth and say nobody's above the law, you better do something about Hillary Clinton, who even though she gets an 85% pay cut because she's such a loser, she's still able to go charge $25,000 to speak at a university. So there you go, folks. Well, we get funding from you at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got specials running right now, including 50% off the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Pack. And now we've got a 25% off special of Bod Ease, the ultimate turmeric product. This is excellent. I use it for muscle soreness and joint achiness. And I'm a young guy, so I can imagine this is even more effective for people out there who have been enduring joint and muscle aches and pains for years. This is a supplement you're going to want to try out. Bod Ease, 25% off the ultimate turmeric product at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of 25% off Bod Ease. Fleckus Talks on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in MycoZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. MycoZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Tech companies and the media just wound them up, and then they march and shake their hands and do whatever the TV tells them.
What's going on here?
What did you see? The guns? Fuck Trump and eating fish.
Okay. The sign is reversible. Just like the Russian styled R that the
this
NRA.
This is so good. I can't even help but laugh here in
and
studio.
Funneling Russian money to Trump elected. So we got to get this guy out of office.
All right. There's a new theory.
The NRA is has been touching base with the
these people make
Russian
signs, man.
Pro-gun movements, at least that's what I've heard.
Hey, you know what?
What is it? Second, it's about CNN. Es muy falso. Muy malo,
Bueno, ahí tenemos uno que no todo el mundo está de acuerdo.
What if a criminal came into your house with a gun? You'd be at a disadvantage.
Indeed, but that's just, I guess, the bad luck of my life. Circumstance or whatever, it had to happen. I don't know.
Run. Shelter. And, well, hide, shelter.
And the last one would be if someone's breaking into my house, I would go into the deepest, darkest room in the house and hide. Then they come any closer and I have a gun, I shoot them. Do you not agree with that plan?
I don't agree with that. I would never shoot anybody.
Even if they're breaking into your house and have a gun themselves?
No, I would not shoot them.
I told you they'd choose death.
Well, I guess
give me liberty or
there.
Give me death. They choose death. I got it, guys. I got it. This is going to, can we get it? Can we get a zoom in here? Folks, I got my sign now. Okay. I have been motivated and inspired by these anti-gun marchers. I now have my own sign. All right. And I'm going to carry this sign with me every time I go on air, even though the studio lighting makes it impossible for you to read it. I'm an amateur sign maker. Okay. I'm not a professional sign maker like the average liberal. So I'm sorry. I will use a Sharpie in the future, but this is my sign. I feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident with this sign. And if I ever have a moment of nervousness on air or I feel like I can't answer a caller's question, I'm just going to hold up this sign and that's going to solve everything. So this is my sign now. I'm not as professional of a sign maker as an average liberal. I didn't realize I needed a Sharpie, but I will take care of that and we're going to knock that out. So Phlegas Talks is my guest, Austin Fletcher from Phlegas Talks. Great to have you on again. Man, I mean, it's a endless buffet that the liberals provide for us when they do these marches, man. Great stuff again, going out there on the streets. What was it like this time? Same as usual?
Same as usual. I have to say, though, this one was probably the easiest, best one I think I've been a part of. It was so easy. I usually interview people from like 5 to 8 minutes, and they get kind of long towards the end. These was just like 2 minute, 3 minute, 1 minute, and just like, really hammering it home. Yeah, everyone had that sign, arms are for hugging. Multiple people had that one. And it's like, clearly you've never shot a gun.
That was like a thing that they did all across the nation. They had those same signs in Austin, arms are for hugging. Okay.
Well, I'm like, oh, you guys. Yeah, like, and then the other side is, you know, for child murder, apparently.
This is my sign.
This is my sign.
Yep. This is my sign. And I haven't even, I've got a trick up my sleeve that I haven't even used at a liberal march yet, but I'll just leave it at that. But I tell you what, here's I think is what was so shocking to you is because, you know, unlike me, where I go out there, I'm more provocative than you. Most people either recognize me or they see the InfoWars mic flag. And so they kind of know to hate me and to be mean to me. Where you kind of fit in still, I think that you're getting more recognized now, I would imagine, than especially when you started. But, you know, you kind of fit in, you're nicer, you're saying, hey man, you know, yeah, so they give you a chance. They're open-minded with you, and so they give you a chance, and so sometimes it maybe takes them 5 minutes to say the dumbest thing they can think of. But at this march, they just said it right out of the gates. Yeah, we want to ban the guns, even got that one guy. He says, oh, if I'm in a dark closet and someone's coming at me with a gun, I don't want a gun, I'd rather die.
Yeah. As if that's the honorable way to go. It's like, well, you're in my house now with the weapon, so put me out. This one was, this march was really good. It was really, really fun too, because there were actually some people from both sides there. There was one guy with a sign that said more cash of less hog, which I thought was awesome. And no one really knew what that meant because they didn't have like the perspective, but it's true. Like, you know, that Kyle Kashuv kid is crushing it. He's doing a great job. And David Hogg just keeps getting, you know, spit up into our, you know, into our faces every day. It's horrible. So with that, I think, this protest in general, the people didn't even have the option to like, you know, take their side and make their good points because there really are none. At the end of the day, everything in a one way or another leads to guns are scary. I don't get why anyone needs a gun. So they talk about, oh, we're not taking your Second Amendment. But in Australia, they made some really good, you know, mandatory buyback program thing. And it's like, they don't even realize what they're saying. And the talking points they're getting from the mainstream media are pretty shallow. So any argument they give, you can easily take down, especially the ones where they're like, oh, we shouldn't have armed presidents in schools. And it's like, why wouldn't, why not? How do we solve this problem as soon as possible? Policy, fine, let's look at that. But to protect these kids on Monday, I think an armed security presence is the answer. And like, I don't get how people don't agree with that.
Well, and that's the wildest thing about it, because you can say to them, you can say, look, do you think that a gun is going to hop out of a holster and start killing people? Do you think that that rifle that sits in the safe is going to break out and load itself and fire, you know, everywhere? And they, of course, they won't admit that. So, but then when you make that common sense proposal, like, okay, well, then let's protect the students on Monday because it takes months and even years to pass legislation. Let's make sure there's an armed guard. Oh my gosh, you sound like an NRA terrorist. What's wrong with you? You're so insensitive. It's like, no, I'm trying to protect the children. It's like all common sense and all logic has just been totally surpassed by these people to go along with whatever virtue signaling agenda the Democrats put in front of them.
Oh, 100%. And what's really getting sickening, and I know you've touched on this before too, is like these children that CNN and like the left's media are just propping up. And like David Hogg, for example, he's on TV on a regular basis saying things that aren't fundamentally true about either the Second Amendment or just guns in general. And the news just lets him go. And they're like, oh, you know, okay, cool. And, you know, the viewers are seeing this and they're like, wow, what a smart kid. This kid's got a bright future. And then everyone who criticizes him is censored in one way or another, or is shut down, or is being like insensitive to the victims. So this kid keeps going and going and growing bigger and bigger. I mean, to be honest, I'm developing a theory. I think David Hogg could be a plant from the right wing, because he's saying all these false things on TV. The media is losing credibility. The NRA is gaining support. So I'm thinking maybe like the right put him out there just to, you know, sabotage the left a little bit. There's my
working theory. Yeah, actually, if the NRA, no, that's brilliant. If the NRA is a terrorist organization and they've seen their membership increase threefold since the Florida shooting, and it's David Hogg leading the way, you know what? You might be onto something. Is Camera Hogg an NRA agent actually out to get NRA memberships increased? That's actually a brilliant observation, Fleckus. I don't know. We might have to look into that, honestly.
That's my theory. And that's like the future of marketing almost, where you like create an easily defeated enemy that also discredits the people that, you know, you're putting out for them to support. So I think David Hogg is a right-wing plant. You heard it here first from Fleckus. And I think that he is really working for conservatives and potentially the NRA. Because there's no other explanation. There's no other way. Like, no one on the left should want to be associated with David Hogg, but they continue to do it anyway. So I think
they wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton, Fleckus. So, you know, you gotta remember where we're coming from. And I found it. It took me the entire segment. 30 seconds left. Buzzer beater. Section 7 of H.R. 5087. Section 7. Use of burn grants for buyback programs for semi-automatic assault weapons and large capacity ammunition feeding devices. The Democrats are trying to instill that Australian policy here. They want to buy your guns. So guns are so bad, they want the government to buy the guns from you because guns are so bad. And meanwhile, government is run by Trump as Hitler and the police are racist, so let's give them all the guns. Really makes sense.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus 5-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
My sign is too much to handle, folks. Data proves this is a sign. Okay? So anything I say, you better take seriously. I have a sign. I have a sign. I'm holding a sign and I'm marching. Okay? So you listen to me. Now, doesn't matter if I don't have any logic. It doesn't matter if I can't answer the basic question of why am I out here. My guest is Austin Fletcher of Fleckus Talks. One thing I noticed from the March for Our Lives in Austin, Texas, was they wouldn't answer the question, why are you out here marching? I had one point where I go, why do you think gun control is the answer? The response was, we're not out here marching for gun control. while in the background, they're chanting, what do we want? Gun control. When do we want it? Now. You cannot make that type of stuff up. But you were out in California. Did they know what they were marching for out there? It seemed like they knew what they were marching for out there a little better.
You'd be surprised. I think it was probably right in the same realm of what you experienced. I actually spoke to the police while I was in the LA rally, and they were, data proves that's a sign. You can't deny that. It's undeniable.
Ask me about my sign. Ask me about my sign.
What does your sign say?
Shut up, racist.
You win. No, you don't have to listen to a racist. It's over. Yeah, but out here in LA, I spoke to the police and they were telling me every time they arrest someone who illegally owns a gun or used a gun to commit a crime, whatever, you know, they said pretty much every time the gun's illegally owned. And the reason that these people are getting back on the streets is they go to the courts and they knock it off and try and get like a 6-month probation instead of actually serving the jail time that's intended to be, you know, to be served. So I think like when it comes to the gun laws, we have the gun laws in place in most of our cities. It's just a matter of actually enforcing them. And that's where people are off. They think, you know, the law abiding citizens are the ones you take the guns from. It's like, you know, stats show that that makes things unsafe, you know, less safe. So they really didn't know anything. They probably the same thing you experienced. And then also in that clip from the last segment, did you see that we said CNN is el falso on CNN Español? That was my friend.
CNN es el falso?
Yeah, that's what he said in that clip. Part, the audio was kind of tough because I was far away, but
muy falso.
Yeah.
How do you say, hey, hold on. We've got some Spanish speaking producer here. How do you say CNN is fake news in Spanish? So let's hear it. All right, hold on. We're going to get CNN is fake news in Spanish. Here we go.
CNN is noticiero falso.
Noticiero falso?
Noticiero is news falso.
CNN es noticiero falso. Ha ha! We've got it now. I've got a sign. But you know what? It's just like this thing where you were talking to the police officer where whenever they find someone who had, you know, carrying a gun and it's illegal, it's the same thing. So, okay, let's say X amount of people that commit a violent crime with a gun have the gun illegally. Okay, so you cite whatever that source is and they don't want to, you know, say, oh, well, we just need to take the guns from everyone. They just don't even want to recognize the stat. It's the same thing with the background checks. Well, we need more background checks. Well, wait a second. The background checks were already in place. They failed. Why did the background checks fail? Why did the FBI background check fail Nicholas Cruz? When I bought my rifle, I had to have the FBI background check. I had to answer the questions. Have you ever, you know, had domestic abuse cases? Have you ever done this, that, or the other thing? I had to get that. They sent that to the FBI. Did Cruz lie on his background check? Did the FBI not have the proper information? So it's not about fixing the actual things we have in place that are common sense gun control. It's they just want to take the guns, but they won't say it unless they slip up and admit it.
Yeah, exactly. And the points that they make and what they want to enact, they know it's not possible. Like there was, you know, plenty of years where Obama could have gotten this done, like, and they didn't. There's a reason they don't. The ideas they're pushing don't actually represent the people. And I think it's just, you know, I hate to be so blunt, but I think the left, especially the left's media in a lot of cases, takes advantages of crisis and massacres and horrible things that happen. So it's like, you know, these no one wants school shootings, number one. And then these media sites keep pushing and pushing and pushing and making it seem like it's the good versus the bad. It's the right versus the left. The right wants their guns and they want people to be shooting guns and getting guns however possible as long as they're selling guns. And the left is the ones who want to protect our children and care about our future. And this divisive stance now, it's like making people choose a side and they can just capitalize on every big shooting, every mass shooting, they capitalize on it. And I think in a bad way, drive people to vote in 2018 against Republicans just because of things like this. And at the base of the issue is people need to be more informed when it comes to the actual stuff that's going on and the data that goes into it. They can't just react and say, oh, the Republicans, they want, you know, more school shootings. I'm going to go vote Democrat in 2018. And, you know, so it's a race to red pill people faster than they can steal them emotionally.
Well, I think that they've overshot their wad, though, because they don't understand. They throw all this propaganda. It's almost like they're so desperate. They're in propaganda overload and they're kind of hitting like max capacity. And it's just like, you know, full freak out, full throttle mode. It's just propaganda just flying out and they don't even have any control of it anymore. So the average individual sit here and is like, whoa, like, okay, you lied about Trump Russia. You won't get over that. Now you're saying you want to take the guns. You can't get over that when the guns aren't the problem. You know, and so I think that the average individual that they think they're brainwashing into going out and voting Democrat in 2018 is actually seeing this and saying, boy, Democrat's the last thing I want to go vote for after seeing this. I mean, this is crazy. What ideas? What policy? I mean, you live out there in California. It's no secret what's going on in California. I mean, Democrat policy, liberal policies have turned California, many inner cities, into homeless, poverty, hellholes. I mean, and they don't understand why, and they say that they want more of it. It doesn't make any sense. The average individual sees that and wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm trying to do with my videos, too. I want, because everyone says, like, oh, what you're doing, anyone could do on the other side, or, like, you know, you're just picking pieces. And it's like, at the end of the day, I want people to watch my videos. If you're in the middle, or you're in, you know, consider yourself to be in the left, and, you know, you shouldn't be offended if it's not you. So, you know, if you're not like this crazy leftist, you shouldn't identify as it. So if you think like you shouldn't have to defend these people. So it's like if I show these crazy protesters in my videos and the person's like, you know, giving me a hard time for it, it's like, well, why are you identifying as the same thing that person is? Shouldn't we both agree that that person is an extremist and is uninformed and crazy? So once I, you know, if they watch the videos and they can separate themselves from the extremes, the far, you know, alt left, then they're more closer to the middle. And then now, you know, anything in the middle is pretty much right wing. So it's like, I don't know. I guess that's what my videos, I'm trying to get them to separate themselves.
No, exactly. That's what I was saying.
Right.
That's what I was saying at the top of the hour. It's about reaching out to the average American that isn't politically involved, doesn't watch the news, and winning them over by just being a sane human being as opposed to the insane people on the left. But that's true. The left has gone so far to the left that now just being in the middle, being a centrist is like being conservative because that's how far they've gone to the left. But you actually had a brilliant idea. Now, I've actually done this. I don't know if you've actually done reports like this, but I've actually gone to Trump rallies and just interviewed Trump supporters as opposed to the most of your videos where you're talking to the liberals that hate Trump. I actually go to Trump rallies and interview Trump supporters. They're all well-spoken. They can all answer questions. They all know what they're doing there, why they like Trump and everything. But you know what? We should take it a step further. Just like you said, I challenge a liberal, go to a Trump rally. Go to a conservative event and take a microphone and a camera and interview them. Ask them what they're doing there. Do what Austin does. Do what they do on Fleckus Talks. Do what I do and try to do that with conservatives and see if you can make them look stupid. It's not going to happen. That's why they don't do it.
Yep, you nailed it. And exactly. Because for us, it's like to be conservative, you know, there's that saying, if you're conservative when you're young, you have no heart. If you're a liberal when you're old, you have no brain. That kind of thing works out. And it's like if you're talking to a conservative, they got there for a reason. They got to that perspective for a reason, whether it's they started making money or getting taxed a lot and were wondering where that money was going. And they looked into it and thought, OK, wait a sec.
Or they had a family. They studied history, whatever the case may be. They learned how to use a gun. Fleckus Talks on YouTube. Check out his YouTube channel. Great content there. Thanks for coming on as always, Fleckus.
Thank you, Owen. Speak soon.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that When you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/. This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room and dropping in from sunny South Florida. I'm Roger Stone with my co-host Owen Schroyer to give you a review of the day's news and what's happening in the ongoing struggle for freedom. Before we get started, I want to remind you that if you really like the War Room, we are under siege like never before. YouTube will not allow us to go live, will not load our videos, a flagrant act of censorship. In an effort to strangle our First Amendment rights, first it's us, and then it's InfoWars, and then it's the rest of the alternative media, as the tech left tries to shove the toothpaste back in the tube. So I hope you'll consider, at the very beginning of this program, a generous contribution to InfoWars. If you're not in the market for any of our great products, our pharmaceuticals, our books, our t-shirts, but you understand the struggle that we're engaged in here, you can go to the donate button there at InfoWars at the store and send your most generous contribution. We are not a high overhead operation. We're a lean and mean fighting machine of young libertarians and technicians and others who believe very deeply in the mission of freedom. I'm proud of the InfoWars crew, a great, great team of people, including my colleague, Owen Schroyer. So great to be with you, Owen.
Well, glad to have you here, Roger. You know, a big announcement coming down the pipeline that we've been covering is the Office of the Inspector General released their announcement of an initiation of a review of the DOJ, the FBI, and the practices regarding the surveillance courts getting to spy on the Trump campaign. So the review of that has begun. Of course, we pretty much have already had the review of that in the public domain, and we have a pretty clear picture of what happened. But now we're looking at this and we're wondering, perhaps, are we finally going to have a situation where there's justice against those serving in government that are above the law with names like Hillary Clinton and James Clapper and James Comey? Or will this be another situation of the swamp winning out? Even though they committed all these crimes, nobody goes to jail. We're kind of sitting on the brink right now, Roger, and I think it goes one of two ways, and this is kind of a symbol for America. If we finally have justice against the people in government that fail to do their duties and betray this country, then we're going in the right direction. But if Hillary Clinton and the rest of them walk scot-free again, people are going to once again sit back and lose hope in justice in this country.
Well, look, I have a personal stake in this particular issue because, as you know, the New York Times reported on January 20th of 2017 that I was among three Americans who had been the subject of FISA warrant requests from the Obama administration, the other two being Paul Manafort and Carter Page. Ed Klein, in his more recent book, confirmed this. So I would like to know why my civil liberties were violated. What was the probable cause for this kind of violation of my civil rights and my right to privacy? It appears that I'm going to have to go to the federal courts to find out the circumstances, but I have operated since that time and also since a substantial hacking of my email, which was reported here at InfoWars at the time, I have believed that all my emails and my text messages, my phone calls were probably subject to government review somewhere. By the way, don't forget John Brennan on your list of those who need to find justice. So we're going to find out whether there is, two standards, whether there are indeed some people who are above the law. By and large, those screaming about crimes by Donald Trump are the people who committed the largest crimes in the last election, the greatest collusion with both the Ukrainians and the Russians. That would be Hillary Rodham Clinton. We're going to come back on the other side and talk about this. You're in the right place. It's the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, and we're going to break down the day's news for you, including the triumphal return to television by Roseanne Barr.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is a momentous day in terms of television because Roseanne Barr is back on the air, and the cognoscenti and the elitist left of Hollywood and New York never contemplated the smash hit ratings that she got. And when you investigate those ratings, the largest ratings for a comedy show in the last 3.5 years, since 2014, you learn that the people who love this show are in Trump country. The leading market in the country, 63% of the households in Tulsa, Oklahoma, tuned to Roseanne's revival show. The other significant markets, Cincinnati, Ohio, Kansas City, Missouri. What this tells you, of course, is that New York and Los Angeles, they're not even in the top 30 of those watching Roseanne. Roseanne, a sitcom about a blue-collar family in which the protagonist, the ever-elegant Roseanne, who, by the way, made my best dress list for last year, along with you, Owen, really has come quite a long way in her fashion choices. And she has tapped into a blue-collar sensibility and aesthetic among TV viewers that Hollywood is completely missing. This is an extraordinary triumph for a very, very gracious lady who I know is a fan of the work we do here at InfoWars. I've exchanged emails with her, and I am a huge, huge admirer.
Yeah, truly a down-to-earth person and just a real soul. And she did tweet out earlier today asking her followers, should I go on the Alex Jones show? Of course, Alex was talking about that earlier. That tweet has been removed. I'm not sure what's up with that. But yeah, you know, Roger, you look at the ratings here. Here's one of the headlines. Roseanne's revival huge debut stuns Hollywood, prompts soul searching. Now, I haven't watched it yet. I was going to wait and until they put out some more episodes, and I was just going to binge watch it on demand. But I may have to go watch this because everybody's raving about it. And here was my understanding from the stories I've read about it and hearing Roseanne talk about it and some of the other cast talk about it as well. We've got some of the clips. Is that what this show is really aiming to do, which is a lot of along the lines of what they aim to do with the first series of Roseanne. They are trying to just tap into the hearts and souls of the average American. They want people to be able to relate to the show and feel like watching that show brings them comfort, because this is going on in all the households. This is how the average American family is going through life right now. And that's why it was so successful to begin with. But I think the magic of what they're trying to do with Roseanne and the way that it's being received is they're taking the modern day political divide, Roger, and they're personifying it where Roseanne likes Trump and say her daughter hates Trump, you know, crazy liberal, Roseanne, crazy conservative, what have you. They get in their debates, they get in their fights, but at the end of the day, they're in the same house. They're under the same roof. They're at the same dinner table. And even though they might get fired up and angry about politics, at the end of the day, they have to break bread. They have to come together. They have to recognize we're still family. We're in this together. And that's the message that America needs to hear. That's the message that America can resonate with. And so now it's like, oh, you know, can the dialogue of Roseanne actually bring America back together?
Well, you know, I think people like balance. There's our protagonists in the show who are anti-Trump. And I think that kind of almost crossfire-like balance is something that people like to see. I'm going to be debating Chelsea Handler in Boston in May. I'm looking forward to that. But I think
I'm looking forward to that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a busy boy. I also want to mention that my next book, Stone's Rules, which will be available at the InfoWars store shortly, will be available in finer bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and so on, May 15th. This is kind of my operating manual. You can learn how to make a proper dry martini using Dick Nixon's personal recipe. You can learn my mother's recipe for a great marinara and a bunch of other political tactics while you're at it.
Well, that'll be a great book, and that that debate with Chelsea Handler, I don't know if it'll really be much of a debate. I would avoid her invite to the bar beforehand, but that's a side story. That's exciting that you're going to be doing that. Yeah, there's the cover for Roger Stone's newest book, Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. You know,
yeah, I'm honored to have an introduction by my good friend Tucker Carlson. So I think people will enjoy this. It doesn't matter whether you're left, right, or center. If you enjoy great tailoring, great food, and political combat, this is the book for you.
Which, again, to me is just right down the center. I mean, who doesn't like good food? Who doesn't like style? I mean, that's something that liberals and conservatives can come together with. I think we all like good Italian pasta, right? I mean, who doesn't
right.
like that?
And
I
guess all, and like we probably all like stomping our political opponents. So
yes.
This is the book
they
for
love
you.
That. They love that. I don't know. Maybe people are on a carb-free diet. I don't ever suggest that. But Roger, you made an interesting point earlier about the concept of a show that has balance. And that's what I think Roseanne is offering. Again, I haven't seen it yet. I'm just going off what I've seen. I was waiting till they did a few more episodes before I started watching. But there's another show that does that too. It's South Park, whose creators just came out as conservatives the other day. I always assumed that was the case. But South Park does it too, Roger. I don't know if you watch South Park, but they do it too. They rip on Trump and Trump supporters, but it's funny.
Look, I'd be perfectly willing to go up in a public forum against Cenk Unger from the Young Turks. 50,000 for him, 50,000 for me. Let me know when we can do it. I'm a capitalist, and I think the public likes to be entertained by a debate type format if it doesn't get too raucous. So if Bill Maher wants to get it on and the money's right, I'll be there. Now, I still make it a practice, Owen, for Republican groups, young Republican groups, college Republican groups, libertarian groups, other Tea Party type groups. I will waive any kind of honorarium. Many times I pay my own expenses. Sometimes they pay my expenses. So I don't want to intimate that all my speeches out there on the stump are for big dollars. All that would be a great thing. And every once in a while I get a good paying opportunity with my friend Milo, for example, and so on. But it's great to do because you get to meet activists. You get to meet the Info Warriors. You get to hear what they like about this show and about InfoWars and what they want to hear more about. It's a great, great experience. I know you, Owen, as a street reporter, I know you meet a lot of InfoWarriors. When I was in Austin recently, I went to Home Slice, which, by the way, is a hell of a slice of pizza. I was besieged by InfoWarriors right there in liberal Austin. So it's great to see fellow patriots out. And if you do see me out and around, please say hello. If you're a libtard, just keep walking.
Well, it's funny. Actually, I actually have a lot of liberals that come up to me in Austin and they say, hey, look, I really don't agree on most of what you say, but I actually like your work. It's very entertaining. So they kind of enjoy it too. But you know, if you were to do a debate with Bill Maher, I would see that being good because Bill Maher is not the kind of guy that's going to get unhinged. Bill Maher is the kind of guy that, you know, knows how to not go totally insane. When discussing politics and religion and stuff like that, where a guy like Shank Unger, he would just become unhinged. I mean, he would just get nutty and batty, and
maybe not. In the case of debating Bill Maher, let's see. Well, we couldn't debate marijuana. We couldn't debate radical Islam. Well, I guess we could debate the Russian collusion delusion because he is one of the few who still somehow believes that Donald Trump
he'll come off
by
it.
The Russians. I don't know. He's pretty hardcore. That's why I call him comrade every time I speak to him.
I don't know. I mean, it's just like I feel like at this point it's people. I mean, because Bill Maher's the kind of guy who would report on Russia trying to just meddle in American politics probably, you know, forever. Russia just does that. So he just goes along with it. Oh, yeah, Russian collusion. But they're trying to take it to a whole nother level, like Russia put Trump in. You really think that people believe that still?
You might want to go back on the last time I was on Bill. He's pretty hard line. We'll be right back at the War Room.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Is Keith Richards, who many believe may be the greatest living guitarist in rock today. It's certainly debatable. Eric Clapton, of course, continues to have his fans. In any event, last night I was eating dinner with the family when I got an urgent call from a producer at InfoWars telling me that Alex Jones was going live with a special report on the fact that Ted Malik, a frequent contributor and a leading Trump advocate in Europe, an academic, had been detained by the FBI for questioning in the Russian collusion investigation. This was very startling news, and I tried to come on for a broadcast. Unfortunately, I ran out of cell phone battery, and too far from a computer, I missed a chance to put in my 2 cents. But here's what I know. Ted Malik is an academic, a very nice fellow, who saw a vacuum in Europe during the campaign when no one wanted to step up for European media and speak on behalf of and explain the ideas of Donald J. Trump. Other than Rick Grenell, who did a good job as well, the former UN spokesman, now President Trump's nominee to be the ambassador to Germany, his nomination hopelessly and needlessly held up by the U.S. Senate, Ted Malik really forged his own role as an articulate advocate for Donald Trump. That's how I met him, and when I went to the Oxford Union for my speech, several weeks ago, he and his wife were nice enough to show up and hear my remarks. I do not see him as some kind of secret agent man. I can't imagine what they want to talk to him about. I don't know him as well as others, such as Dr. Jerry Corsi, who knows him quite well. But he's a hail fellow, well met, quite articulate. And I don't believe he had any formal role in the Trump campaign. I do know, as a policy wonk, he was in touch with Sam Clovis and the policy wonks, but I know that because I read it somewhere. In any event, I find the idea that he has been detained extraordinary. I'm told those at the FBI are not very happy that he went public with that fact. I don't know what Mr. Mueller is looking for, but for some reason I rather doubt that Ted Malik has what they're looking for. I don't think he colluded with any Russians or WikiLeaks. On the other hand, he is a man of many, many international relationships from his time working at the UN. We wish him well, but we're scratching our heads on this entire matter. Owen?
Well, it's reached this strange, and it's really been there the whole time, Roger, but now people are starting to see it for what it is. So Robert Mueller is appointed the head of the special counsel that's supposed to be investigating Russian collusion with Trump or Russian meddling, whatever that means, in the election. And so that's already kind of ambiguous, and he already has a wide net to cast out just with that. you know, Russian meddling. Of course, that's really what he's using to cast his net. Trump-Russia collusion, there's nothing there. If he was really looking for anyone colluding, he would have already had all the dirt on Hillary and reported on that. So that's not really what he's doing. But now, Roger, what it was the whole time is now being exposed. Robert Mueller is off the hook. Robert Mueller is off the chain. He's off the leash. There are no grounds. There are no boundaries. There is no fence around where he can stop and where he can go. He is literally going anywhere looking for any crime, anything. He's just a free-wielding lawyer on the loose.
And there, look, there, this appears to be some kind of a police state harassment fishing expedition. I mean, they don't ask Malik to come in for questioning and bring a lawyer with him, which he probably would have, although I don't know what he knows. Instead, they snatch him off of an airplane and take him to the FBI building where they, I'm told, read him his rights. Then they start peppering him with questions. They examine and may still have his cell phone. It's very hard to understand what in the world they are seeking from this well-meaning, patriotic academic. It's kind of confounding, but more and more it tells me that they are trying to fit pieces together that just don't fit. There is no Russian collusion, no violation of the law, no treason, in the election of Donald Trump.
Well, maybe it's an intimidation tactic, Roger. You know, Ted Malik comes on with Alex Jones. He comes on the War Room and he does interviews, you know, with David Knight and everybody here at InfoWars. And so maybe it's an intimidation thing, like the same thing they're doing with you. You know, they try to destroy your life with these lawsuits.
No, look, the left can't make a joke. I very clearly make a joke on a Friday night after I'm trying to get Sam Nunberg off the phone. And it's like, Sam, I have to go. My wife wants to go to dinner. And he's like, but one more thing. I finally say, he says, what are your plans for the weekend? I said, oh, I'm going to fly to London and have dinner with Julian Assange. It's shtick. It's a throwaway line. It's a way to get him off the phone. The Washington Post decides to make this news. I realize that he's fallen for the joke. I think I said it in a follow-up email. The Wall Street Journal is about to also not get the joke. My passport, customs records, airline records, the surveillance cameras at the Ecuadorian embassy would demonstrate that no such meeting took place. But the fake news jump on this as if it's something significant. Now appears the Wall Street Journal will be next to not get the joke. I either went or I didn't go. I didn't go and I've never met Julian Assange. End of story, fake newsers.
Well, that's the thing too. I mean, you know, I have people that reach out to me for comment and it's like, I don't even want to comment on half of these places because they just report anything and it's all fake news. It's like, just do whatever report. You don't need my comment. You're going to spin it. You're going to make stuff up about me anyway. So there's no reason to even giving them comment.
But it's a process. You see, the Washington Post writes a story which is essentially false, saying that two sources tell them I met with Assange and I told one of them, the advanced knowledge of the WikiLeaks disclosures. Now, Salon, Slate, Huffington Post, Daily
Beast. Fake news.
Right. They all take it with their own little twist. You see, we all have a different wording for things, but this is how fake news becomes a massive steaming pile of BS. Just steaming. All of it false, but fooling, you know, half the people half the time.
Yeah, it really does reek of Schiff when they report all of that fake news. But again, it's strange how the minions fall for it and they go out and they march or they say Trump colluded with Russia and you just challenge it, Roger. You just say, okay, where was the collusion? What is the evidence? And they have nothing. Yet somehow the lack of ability to critically think and provide data or provide research or any evidence at all, the lack of ability to do that doesn't make them realize that there's nothing there. It's this crazy mind game. It's a Jedi mind trick. They just say Russian collusion all day long, Roger Stone, and then they believe it even though there's nothing there.
Now, look, I just went round and round with the Wall Street Journal reporter. What better record of my whereabouts than my passport? I didn't leave the country. There, ergo, I could not be in London on August 3rd, the question in date. Not possible. In fact, I was at the Republican National Convention. So it's just more fake news upon fake news. This is how they roll. It's why they largely have to be ignored. and corrected.
No, exactly. That's it. And of course, if you don't ignore them and you provide comment, you're just going to have to correct them in the future. That's why I just don't even comment anymore. Hey, we got more with Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
A little more Keith Richards there with the world's greatest rock and roll band, the Rolling Stones. Joining us now is the intrepid investigative reporter and all-around it girl, Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer is one of the bravest journalists I've ever met. She has larger cojones than most of the male journalists I know. There is no person she won't track down and question in her quest for the truth. And she joins us now to tell us about her most recent experience where she has been barred from the courthouse in the Pulse nightclub trial, where the wife of the shooter is standing trial as to whether she was innocent and a victim of her husband or a conspirator. After a family member commented that she hopes to be acquitted and then spend Easter dying Easter eggs with her family, and Loomer pointed out that Muslims don't dye Easter eggs in her question, she was forcibly removed. Here to tell us all about it, the incredible, the amazing, my hat's off to you, Laura Loomer.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you so much for that great introduction. Yeah, it's a wild day. I mean, just when you thought things couldn't get worse, here I am. I attended the closing arguments as a credentialed member of the media yesterday. The court issued me media credentials to cover the Noor Solomon trial. As you know, she is standing trial for whether or not she is guilty in aiding and abetting her husband to commit an ISIS terrorist attack here in Orlando that killed 49 people. And you know, yesterday during the press briefing, the family members were talking about how she's not an extremist and how her son wants her home so she can color Easter eggs. And I pointed out the fact that, one, Muslims don't celebrate Easter. And I asked them, you know, is she or is she not a Muslim? Because they have a Muslim child and, you know, she is now an ISIS widow. So it just seems kind of strange that you're using this Easter defense. And the reporters weren't too happy. And then I confronted the family members as they were leaving, and I asked them whether they will admit that jihad is an act of Islamic terrorism, and they refused to answer my question. And I guess today, after I went through security and was sitting in the press room, I was escorted out with force by U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, look, that seems to be an egregious overreach by the police state. I mean, it's just little Laura Loomer and her microphone. I admire your spirit, Laura, and the fact that you will chase down the answers. And this is a classic example of overreaction by the politically correct police, and in this case, the politically correct federal government, because this, of course, would be a federally oriented trial. So what is next for you, Laura?
Well, as you know, the Obama-appointed judge who's overseeing this trial, right, because this attack took place while Obama was president, of course, and he refused to give me documentation. So I kept demanding, I said, please give me a document that shows why, you know, why I've been banned. Apparently, the judge issued a federal court order banning me from the courthouse. So I'm now banned officially, just when I thought I couldn't get it couldn't get worse. I'm banned from Uber, I'm banned from Lyft, and now I'm banned from the Orlando Federal Courthouse. And
Well, look at it this way. You could be banned on Twitter. You could join me. But maybe soon you'll join me in a lawsuit against these thugs, the twatsies, as we like to call them, the Twitter Nazis. You have quite your work cut out for you. It seems to me that if a federal court order barring you from the courtroom has been issued, you ought to have a right to a copy of it. That seems to me to be pretty basic among your rights, no?
I went back after they banned me, and I went into the courthouse again, and I said, you are violating my First Amendment rights as a member of the press, all right? And I said, I demand that you present me with a copy of this federal court order so that I can see firsthand why I've been banned. And then what happened was they issued me a citation and put me in detention for basically coming back into the courthouse, where they cited me for disobeying police officer direction. And so then they took my information, they confiscated my cell phone, and I was questioned by an officer from Department of Homeland Security. I mean, they were treating me like I was a terrorist, you know? And it's absurd.
Yeah, that is quite an overreach by the Polizei. Well, do you have any questions for the intrepid Laura Loomer, Owen? I know that you are also a fan.
Well, I know I saw your video reporting yesterday where you were trying to get comment from the Salmons and they would not respond. You asked them about ISIS, you asked them about jihad, and you were just asking them questions. I didn't think that you were being overly assertive or aggressive in any way. You were simply asking them a question as a member of the press and filming in public, something you certainly have a right to do. Of course, they would not comment. They would not provide comment to you. So that's what happened in that video. But this is such an overreach to ban you from the courtroom and then to have you arrested for not complying with a removal of the courtroom at the judge's request, even though they can't provide the evidence of such a request. I mean, this is illegal on so many different measures to me. I mean, you are now a persecuted member of the press. And as you said, the wife of this terrorist, Omar Mateen, the wife of the mass murdering gunman, Omar Mateen, at least that's the official story, she's getting better treatment than you are. And of course the Obama judge wants to let her off the hook for this. So how dare you, Laura Loomer, as a terrorist American citizen, be there to document it?
Exactly. And all these liberal reporters, like there were people from Huffington Post, CNN, they were like laughing at me. And nobody was coming to my defense from the media, even though right outside, as I was being questioned and detained, there were like 50 reporters, right? So none of these reporters even tried to, you know, question the fact as to whether or not this was constitutional. And none of them even objected to the fact that this judge was totally violating my constitutional right. I mean, without a warrant, he cannot demand for the officer from Department of Homeland Security to take my phone from me and search my phone. All right. They don't have a right to do that. I'm a journalist.
Well, let me suggest to you, Laura, you should reach out to our friend Jacob Engels at the Central Florida Post to find the right attorney there in Orlando to represent you. And you should go after your cell phone and, in this case, the judge if he has acted improperly. A terrific report. Please keep us posted on your ongoing fight to get to the truth, Laura Loomer. And thanks for joining us on The War Room.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
So I did want to leave a little bit of time to mention this to you, Owen, a stunning new report that in the closing days of the Obama administration, Joe Biden visited the Ukraine. He'd been the point man for the Obama administration in the coup that transpired there, where they toppled an elected government and put in a coalition that included neo-Nazis. He did so on the eve of a decision by our Justice Department that they would not pursue charges over $1.8 billion in federal aid that went missing in the Ukraine. The problem is that Joe Biden's son sat on the board of the company that essentially stole the money. This comes on the heels of an incredible report that Biden's son also traveled with the vice president to China. And shortly after that vice presidential visit, John Kerry there as well, a joint investment fund of Kerry's progeny and Biden's son received a massive infusion from the Chinese central bank. This is the corruption of Joe Biden, the chiclet-teethed vice president of the United States, who would step behind the barn or the gymnasium and get the daylights whooped out of him by the taller and weight-advantaged Donald J. Trump. Joe Biden's a crook, folks, and I intend to prove it if he runs for president.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that. Of course, it was the Soros civil unrest creation in Ukraine that led to the appointment of, I believe it's Harvey Biden, one of Joe Biden's son, getting that role on the board. We'll be right back with more Roger Stone on the other side.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globals, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Live, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I was unfamiliar with that music. You're back on the War Room. I'm with your co-host, Roger Stone, joining you, as you can see, from sunny South Florida, where it's an extraordinarily beautiful day. Owen, the U.S. jobless claims have declined to the lowest point since January 1973. Under President Donald Trump, in the first year of his presidency, the GDP increased by 100%, totaling 3% growth, the highest growth we ever averaged. Under 8 years of Barack Obama was a point and a half in economic growth, and we were told that was the best we were going to get. It was anemic, almost recessionary, according to analysts at the time. Donald Trump has unleashed an economic giant. I don't think he gets enough credit for undercutting the extraordinary underbrush of regulations that hamper capital formation, job creation, and economic opportunity in this country. Trump went after regulations with an axe. The Heritage Foundation reports that Donald Trump cut more regulations on business and economic opportunity in his first year than Ronald Reagan did in 8 years. And that's a fact. This Trump growth boom economy is what gives him his political leverage and the will to end the ridiculous Russian collusion investigation that seeks simply to negate his election. That's what this is really about. The boys in the deep state and their handmaidens in the Democratic Party and their handmaidens in the mainstream media cannot get over the fact that this upstart, this nouveau riche billionaire, this God-fearing, America-loving businessman came out of nowhere and beat not only Jeb Bush, the anointed one, but also Hillary Clinton, who we all know its turn it was, as in, it's my turn. As if the presidency is something like a checked hat to be tossed back and forth between the Clinton crime family and the Bush crime family.
Well, that is how they looked at it, Roger.
You raise an excellent point. I'm not sure why that particular clip popped up, but this is a cult that I am somewhat familiar with. I actually was contacted these people when they were running a self-help program outside of Albany. They were very, very strange. They had strange ideas about politics, and they were big supporters of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. Now I see that the leader of this cult, a guy named Keith Raniere, has been apprehended on the U.S.-Mexican border, and we're now starting to delve into his ritualistic abuse of women, including branding and other sexual rituals, in what became very clearly a cult.
Another connection to the spirit cookers that were exposed in the WikiLeaks emails of John Podesta and the DNC. And I just want to take this moment to remind our audience, and, you know, I don't even think it's really sunk in yet. It really just sunk in with me this week, actually. Hillary Clinton lost a rigged election. They literally rigged that election for Hillary, probably at least four, maybe five states, and she still lost. That's how unpopular she was. That's how hated she was. She lost a rigged election. They rigged it. They had it for her. They were literally giving it to her, and they fumbled it. They threw an interception, and Trump ran it into the end zone. So Hillary Clinton is so pathetic. She lost a rigged election. I mean, literally, folks, like, it's incredible. That's how amazing Donald Trump was in his 2016 presidential campaign, that he beat Hillary Clinton in a rigged election. Unbelievable. But Roger, I want to go back to the jobless claims report that you cited earlier. U.S. jobless claims declined to lowest level since January 1973. Thank you, Trump. But one of the things in this story that I found interesting that I think we need to look and talk about the future of, claims at the lowest level in 45 years underscore a persistent shortage of qualified workers that has made employers reluctant to fire staff. Now, this is actually a good point about where America and in the employment ranks stand right now, because there's a lot of high qualified jobs that require a lot of training and a lot of experience that companies and industries are struggling to find people for those jobs. Let's remember what President Trump said about apprenticeships. And I think that's the answer. See, the problem is you get all of these students that go to college, a university, which is nothing more than a liberal indoctrination center. Even where I graduated from, University of Missouri, St. Louis, which University of Missouri, Columbia, full on liberal indoctrination center. I mean, unless you're learning a practice like engineering or something like that, they're just indoctrinating you into liberal beliefs. You're not actually learning anything. Whereas my school, where I ended up, University of Missouri, St. Louis, wasn't really that bad, but still, you're still getting the liberal indoctrination. But Roger, that's the problem. These students get out of college and they didn't learn anything.
They didn't learn anything. Again, unless you're at a specific practice like engineering or becoming a doctor or something like that, you're not learning anything. And then you get out into the job marketplace and you've got tens of thousands of dollars of student debt. You don't actually have a practice that you've learned and have experience with where you can go into the job force. And so these students get out and they're kind of in no man's land. And then these high qualified positions, people don't know where to hire because no one has the experience.
No, that degree in animal husbandry is not very practical for the real world or Chinese 18th
or
century.
Or gender studies.
Or gender studies, exactly. The thing to remember about these economic numbers is that all the indicators for the economy are robust. Payrolls have exceeded expectations. And when you have steady employment like this, with the unemployment rate at the lowest point since 2000, you have a resultant increase in consumer spending, which is the larger part of the economic model and what really drives the train of the national economy. So I think the prospects are good for a Trumpian economy for the 2018 elections. And it's about the economy, stupid. If you look at recent polling I looked at by Dr. Frank Luntz, it showed me that jobs, financial security, and personal physical security were the one, two, and three issues on the minds of the voters. Jobs, economic security, that's essentially the same issue, and then personal security. This is subtones of the immigration issue, of course, but also about the rising crime in America's urban areas and suburban areas. So we are focused on that for the 2018 elections. If the Democrats want to run on impeach Donald Trump, I hate Donald Trump. Ooh, he's in bed with the Russians and this other nonsense that they're dishing up, this steaming pile of horse pucky that they are about to serve the American people. And we Republicans run on jobs and economic prosperity, growth and opportunity. We will win. Woe be it to the country club Republican who abandons this president out of fear. Elections are not decided in April of the election year. They're decided in October and, of course, then in November. The economy will be cooking even stronger than it is today by then.
And that's always the case, Roger. When people go to the voting booths, they always want to vote with whatever they think is best for their financial security and whatever they think is best for their family or personal safety. That's the case every time. And Trump is the one delivering on both of those fronts. Roger, final minute and a half with you. What do you depart us with?
Well, I also want to add to that the fact that by picking a fight over guns in the Second Amendment, the libtards have given us the ability to reach beyond country club Republicans to blue-collar working-class Americans who voted for Donald Trump but who are not particularly Republicans, the people that they lost in the last election and who elected Donald Trump. Those people support the Second Amendment, and they support gun rights. There is no better way to mobilize them than this attack on the Second Amendment. I'm sorry, John Paul Stevens, the learned former Supreme Court justice, is a senile buffoon. He's a clown. He's a legal non-entity. His mark on the U.S. Supreme Court was nothing other than to be a stamp for mindless liberalism. He's exactly what you would expect from an appointee of Gerald Ford, one of our worst presidents. But his idea is laughable. It's asinine. We reject it. We scoff at it. We mock him. No, we aren't repealing the Second Amendment. Thanks for joining us here on The War Room, and take a quick jump over to the Infowars.com store to give us the lifeblood we need to continue the expansion of The War Room and indeed all of Infowars.
Infowars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
War Room. Infowars.com/. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Gentlemen, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi in the next segment. We'll break down his most recent stories at Infowars.com, what's going on with Ted Malik. But I had a video shared with me. This is a video from South Africa where whites are being genocided right now. And look, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's my place to get involved in South African politics. You look at what happened with apartheid. You look at what happened is happening today against white people. There's obviously problems, okay? And it's not good. And they need to find a solution to this. But right now, what you're seeing, if you're a TV viewer, we're not playing the audio, but there's a white man in the streets of South Africa who gets stripped naked and beaten to death in the streets, okay? They're throwing objects on him. They're kicking him. They're beating him in the streets, spitting on him, everything, stripped him naked, and literally just beating him to death in the streets by, an African mob, essentially. And so this is what the South African government has empowered black people in Africa to do to white people, is to beat them to death and take their land, steal from them, rob from them, kill them, whatever it takes. So now there's a genocide going on in South Africa against white people. Now, again, I'm not trying to make any sort of political arguments about what is going on in South Africa with that. That's not my point here now. The point I want to make is, this is why we have a Second Amendment, folks. Okay? This is why the Democrats didn't want black people to have guns when they were running the KKK. This is why slaves in any country ever, in any period of history, are not allowed to have guns. And if you don't understand this, I just, either there's no hope for you or your brain hasn't developed enough yet, because you don't understand what the Second Amendment is about. Roll the B-roll again, guys. So this white guy, again, is in South Africa, gets stripped naked in the streets and beaten to death, okay, by black people in Africa, because that's the movement that's going on in Africa right now that the government is endorsing. Steal from white people, and now you can just beat them and kill them in the streets. Now, do you think if this guy who got stripped naked and beaten to death in the streets of South Africa had guns on him, or had an assault rifle on him or whatever, a shotgun, do you think that this would have happened to him? No. Do you think if the African slaves that came to this country, sold to Americans by Africans, by the way,
That's the history they won't tell you. Do you think if they came to this country with guns and armed, that they ever would have been slaves? No. Do you think that the Jewish people that got rounded up and put into concentration camps and death chambers, if they would have had guns, do you think they would have been put into gas chambers and killed by the Nazis? No. And that's why Hitler led the campaign to disarm the Jews before he rounded them up and had many of them murdered. Okay? And again, I'm not trying to make any political stance about any of that. What I'm saying is, this is why the Second Amendment exists. This is what the Founding Fathers understood. And this is why the Second Amendment exists. And this is why we have the right to bear arms. So that you cannot have people eat you for breakfast. So that you cannot have two wolves versus one sheep vote 2-1 that you get to eat the sheep for dinner. No, that's why the sheep has the Second Amendment. In case those two wolves vote to eat him for dinner, the sheep says, nope, from my cold, dead hands. That's why we have a Second Amendment, folks. It's really sad what's happening in South Africa. I hope that they can figure that out. But man, again, this is why we have a Second Amendment, folks. This is why the Second Amendment exists.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Liberals don't get it yet. They can't meme. They can't take a joke. They don't know how to develop an audience except by fueling hatred, by finding common ground in hatred. That is all the left has right now. Hatred of Trump, hatred of guns, hatred of America. That's what brings them together. And it's not a formula for success. And they will have to find that out the hard way. And evidence to prove what I'm saying, you've got the Roseanne revival series gets the best ratings. I mean, you've never heard of a TV series being launched and getting groundbreaking ratings like this. It just doesn't happen anymore. So, cheers to Roseanne and even ABC, the Disney-owned news corporation. Yeah, they gotta give them props that they're even willing to put this on the air. It is ABC, right, guys? Is it ABC? I actually don't know. I think it's ABC, but I don't know. The crew will correct me on that if I'm wrong. The point is, you've already got plenty of television shows out there that you could watch. They have new series that they launch all the time. What is it? ABC. Okay, thank you. So they have these TV. Think about it like this. Look at the Olympics. The Olympics runs on NBC. And for the entire Olympics, they promoted a new TV show called AP Bio. That was during the Olympics, I believe.
And so they do this thing, they do the whole promotion of it, and then they tease it so that you get to catch the preview or the premiere right after the closing ceremonies. And there's the TV show AP Bio, which I actually enjoy. It's actually a pretty funny series. I enjoy Glenn Howerton's acting. I think he's funny. But regardless, the point is, they do this mass promotion, huge ad campaign, huge marketing campaign for AP Bio. They use the Olympics, a huge, big rated watched event, which the ratings were actually down this year. But regardless, still a lot of people watch the Olympics. That's why they try to market these shows that they're going to be premiering during these big events so that they can get an audience. Well, where are the stories about AP Bio ratings? Where are the stories and the millions of viewers watching AP Bio, which is actually a funny show? It's pretty funny. Some big name actors in it, like Patton Oswalt, who's been successful on television shows before. Glenn Howerton, It's Always Sunny, successful on television before. So, but why doesn't that get the big ratings? Why doesn't that get the millions of viewers? Because that's stale. That's the same marketing push. It's the same thing they're always doing. Okay, fine. By the way, show's great. Not dissing the show. But then you have the Roseanne revival that goes on ABC. Was there big promotions of this? Were there big ad campaigns all over the internet, all over television? No. Not really. No. Kind of a soft launch, if you will. But what happens? It gets the biggest ratings of any TV show launch that you've ever heard of in decades. Seriously, when was the last time a television show's ratings were this talked about since Seinfeld? And why is that? Because it's all about promoting American values and American ideas. And again, you watch the show, it's not one-sided. It's not one perspective. It provides all the perspective. But it's balanced, it's fair, and it's funny. And so it gets all the ratings. And the liberals still don't get it yet. So then you have Hollywood failing, the liberal indoctrinating movie stars and actors telling you how to live your life while they're completely degenerating society with their immoral activities, and then that gets covered all over the press as if it's some big deal, how they're all sleeping around and whatever it is. Well, now movie theaters are cashing in as Hollywood turns to God, and this story, which was featured on Yahoo, talks about how now faith-based films, you may remember The Passion of the Christ that was record-setting in its heyday, faith-based films, religious-based films, are now basically out-profiting the A-list celebrity big-time ad campaign movies. And so now, if you want to get ratings and make money in entertainment, you either go faith-based or you go conservative family values. That's where the audience is. That's where the money is. But then you ask yourself, why does Hollywood double down on their liberal, anti-American, anti-gun, anti-Trump rhetoric, even though it's killing their ratings? Because it's an agenda. It's all an agenda, folks. And it never was about the ratings and the money for Hollywood. They already had it all. They thought they had America. They thought they had you. But they didn't. And they lost you when they decided to be anti-American. So all the award shows' ratings are down. Nobody cares about Jennifer Lawrence. We're all waiting for you liberals to leave the country like you said you would anyway after Trump got elected. You're still here. And so America's speaking and you're not listening. America's telling you what it wants, what it thinks, what it feels, and you don't listen because of your own hubris, your own arrogance that makes you think you're bigger than America. You're bigger than the average American. You're bigger than the American family. You can dictate what they do because you're the big Hollywood star. Well, guess what? Average Americans don't give a damn about you. So whatever it is you do that makes the tabloids, that gets you off, that you're being covered in the news, the average American laughs at you and puts down that paper, and they're turning to conservative family values and faith-based entertainment. And it just gets even crazier now because Larry King, who you thought was a fair-minded liberal, says that the Second Amendment was created to fight off slave uprisings. This is so out of touch with reality, you wonder if Larry King might be losing his mind. Larry King insists that the Second Amendment should be repealed because it was created to fight off slaves. Now think about that. The very notion of that goes against the basis of the Second Amendment. The reason we have the Second Amendment is so we don't become slaves. How does Larry King not get that? If the slaves would have had a Second Amendment, they wouldn't have been slaves. If the Jewish people, when Hitler invaded Poland and France and everywhere, if they would have had a Second Amendment without getting their guns confiscated by the Nazis, they wouldn't have been sent to death camps. Do you think for one second, if a group of slaves in America all had firearms, do you think they'd be slaves much longer? And then Larry King says the Second Amendment was to fight off slave uprisings. No, it was created so that the Americans would not become slaves of the British Empire. And it still stands to that day to ensure Americans will not become slaves to anyone, any government, even if that's our own. So apparently Larry King has lost his marbles. How about this one? Parkland student targets Ingram's advertisers after tweet about college rejections. So Camera Hog apparently can't get into college now. I don't know why he would even want to go to college. He already has a job at CNN. I would finish high school and just go right into the media. No need to go to college. It's a waste of your time, dude. You're already fully liberally indoctrinated. Why do you need to go to college? You're already a mindless liberal. So no need for that. But then Camera Hog decides he's going to wage war against Laura Ingram, tweets out Laura Ingram's top advertisers and tells his audience to call them and boycott them. And apparently it was effective because Laura Ingram's now backing off. So what's up with that? Anyway, we don't have to deal with that because if David Hogg put out a list of our top advertisers, he'd have to name you because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got specials. David Hogg can't tweet out some list of advertisers to boycott us to try to take us down because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Sorry, Camera Hog. We're supported by our audience, which is millions and millions of people who support us because they know we bring them the truth. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we survive. We don't need advertisers. Sorry, Hogg.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15, $20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Jerry Corsi is going to join us in the next segment to get all the breaking news out. I'm going to do a news blitz here in this segment. Let me actually just get myself organized here real quick, and then I can properly engage in a news blitz for you. Okay, that goes there, and then this goes here, and then that's over there, so we can start with this. Okay, so again, I had this document. I just want to mention it again, H.R. 5087. Signed on to by a bunch of Democrats, assault weapons ban of 2018. They say they aren't coming for the guns. Well, here's 67 pages of proof that they are, including a list of all the guns they want. And in Section 7, they want to use grants for buyback programs for semi-automatic assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition feeding devices. So they're going to try to buy the guns back from you. They're going to try to buy your rights back from you. They're going to try to buy your freedom off of you. I want to make a quick correction or clarification, I guess I should say. The video that we covered of the man getting beaten to death in South Africa was actually an old video. And so I just wanted to clarify that. And it's more, at least in that video, it's more of an example how South Africans treat their migrants. They just beat them to death. That man was trying to protect his store from being looted. And so the South Africans decided to beat him in the streets. So I just wanted to clarify that. It might not have to do with the anti-white stuff happening now. However, my point about that's why we have a Second Amendment still stands. If that shop owner would have had a Second Amendment and a gun to protect people from looting instead of having to go out on the streets and getting beaten to death, I don't think that would have happened. So I just wanted to clarify on that. All right, let me get into some of this news here before we're joined by Dr. Corsi on the other side. Now, this was the poll of the day. Hey, can you guys pull up the poll of the day, actually? Because this is what the poll of the day at War Room Show on Twitter was all about. Please follow us there. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, too. We can't go live there, so our subscribers numbers take a dent when we can't go live. And they also ban people from seeing notifications when they subscribe to us. So make sure you get the notification alarm, too. But here's the poll of the day. Do you support the State Department's notion to review social media history of people entering the U.S.? Now, I had to think about this, and I have to tell you, the only reason why I voted yes is kind of a selfish one, and that's because I don't have any social media history, really. I mean, they don't really have much to look into for me. And I figure if you do look into the social media and you find some anti-American stuff or some, you know, radical Islam stuff or radical terrorist stuff on there, you know, maybe you keep them out. So the question is, pull up the poll back up and I'll cite the numbers, is do you support the State Department's notion to demand tourist social media history before entering the question? 72% of our 2,200 plus voters say yes. I don't know. I think it's a fair debate. I think it's certainly up for debate. Keep in mind that these are not American citizens, so they don't have the Fourth Amendment right that we have to privacy. So it could be considered legal. Is it ethical, though? Is it justified? I think that this is a fair debate that we should have, but that's where the State Department is leaning right now, checking into tourist social media history. Now, this is amazing to me. Again, the story, these people twist words and meanings, and the average liberal is so dumbed down that they don't understand this. Here's the headline from Yahoo. Advocates fear ICE is targeting immigrants who speak out. No! No! I'm begging you, liberals. Please understand the difference between an immigrant and an illegal immigrant. ICE is not targeting immigrants. ICE cannot do anything about immigrants. ICE has nothing to do with legal immigrants. It's all about illegal immigrants. It's all about non-citizens and targeting violent ones who don't follow the law and who might be causing trouble. And then Yahoo News says ICE is targeting immigrants who speak out. Again, it's not immigrants, it's illegal immigrants. And so then it's like, wow, ICE's job is to target illegal non-citizen immigrants and enforce the law. And so here's an illegal immigrant who's here illegally breaking the law, gets up on a podium and says, you won't touch me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm a proud illegal alien. I'm proud to break the law and come here. And then ICE sees it. Really? You don't think common sense for ICE is, oh, I'm going to go arrest that individual. And that's somehow shocking. And so Yahoo News is, ICE is targeting immigrants? No, they're not. They're targeting illegal immigrants because that's their job. Oh, man, the way that liberals twist and spin things, man, it's sick. Russia, Lavrov, now says is going to expel 60 U.S. diplomats and close the American consulate in St. Petersburg. So is this like the Cold War 2.0? Except like fraud, like fake Cold War, like ceremonious Cold War. I mean, it's just weird stuff. Oh, and I talked about this yesterday. The Daily Mail has now picked it up as a story. Think Facebook knows a lot about you. Google is worse, from deleted files to location history. IT expert reveals the extent of the personal data the search giant holds against you. I told you this yesterday. We've been telling you this for years. InfoWars, next year's news today. It's almost crazy. You literally have to go back to an Alex Jones show from 2 years ago, and it makes more sense now than it did then, because everything he said now comes to fruition. It's literally that true. We're next year's news today. But folks, Google tracks everything you do. They have it all stored in a data cloud. They got all of it, folks. I mean, they got all of it. Los Angeles Rams make NFL cheerleader history by bringing a male cheerleader to the squad. So now they're going to have male cheerleaders in the NFL. I don't know if that can impact them more negatively than they're already seeing impacted in the NFL. But here's the funny thing to me. The NFL tries to do all this stuff to rejuvenate itself, and it always does the wrong thing. You want to go back to something more classic and traditional. You should bring back having a band at the football game. Don't bring back the male cheerleaders. That's not what NFL fans want to see. Pope Francis says there is no hell. At least that's according to the original story that I think is still red-linked at Drudge. Nope, I don't know where it is now, but it was on Drudge earlier, red-linked. The Pope says no hell. And then it's a conversation he had with a friend of his who's actually, I think, a nihilist or an atheist. And he says there is no hell, souls just kind of disappear. But then the Vatican comes out and says, nope, he never said that, that's fake news. So I wonder who's lying. It's not like the Vatican ever lies and tries to conceal history. Hillary Clinton paid much less at Rutgers than past university speeches. She has to take an 85% pay cut because she's such a loser now. She used to get $200,000 to speak at Rutgers. Now she gets $25,000. My question is, who would pay that lying, thieving criminal $25,000 to speak anywhere? I'd pay her just to leave me alone. I'd pay her just to go away. The Democrats should pay Hillary to disappear. Tarrant County woman sentenced to 5 years in prison for illegally voting in 2016. So this lady Crystal Mason, 43, gets sentenced for illegal voting. It had to do with a felon voting record. She shouldn't have even been allowed to vote, but because you can vote so easily in this country, she was allowed to vote. She then gets caught. She didn't know she was breaking the law. Same story goes for Rosa Ortega, who also got sentenced to 8 years and lost custody of her children. She was a green card holder, but not a citizen that voted. And I'm reading the story and I'm feeling bad for these women who got arrested for voting illegally. Because this is like, I mean, this is a joke. Democrats engage in mass voter fraud every year, but these two women are the ones that have to pay the penalty and go to jail for it? That's not right, man. I'm sorry, that's not right, and they shouldn't even have been allowed to vote. That's the point. That's why we want to put stop gaps in the voting process so that illegal voters can't even vote, but the Democrats don't want that, and they call that voter suppression, even though they shouldn't be voting to begin with. It's all crazy. Dr. Corsi on the other side.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and real red pill today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nason Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nason Iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nason Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
War Room. Infowars.com/show. Contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/.
All right. My next guest, Dr. Jerry Corsi, is all kinds of fired up today. He's got his latest story on Infowars.com, tech giants under attack for violations of privacy. Facebook gets exposed, Twitter gets exposed, YouTube gets exposed. They all get exposed by Project Veritas. Then it gets worse for them as their data mining practices get exposed with the story from Cambridge Analytica. And then it gets even worse when you actually look into what Google is doing with your personal information. So we'll get into some of that, but Dr. Corsi's really fired up today, and you can go check out his tweets from this morning about the treatment of Ted Malik by Robert Mueller and how Mueller is so desperate now. Well, here, I'll bring Jerry in with this. Dr. Corsi, what I've realized, and, you know, there's like a realization process for me, and maybe it's just for me, where it's like, it takes two steps. Like, okay, I realize it, I recognize it, I know it's going on. Then it could take a month or even a year for it to actually, like, hit home and for me to actually comprehend it. Robert Mueller is basically a lawyer who's been given an unlimited chest of funds and an unlimited range of a scope of investigation. So he could now essentially look at any American, anything. He can go anywhere, anything, any amount of money, whatever he wants to do, look into anything he wants to try to create a story or create a narrative of Trump's corrupt, Russian collusion, this, anything, everything. But now he's just looking for anyone and try to bring them down for anything and then try to essentially blackmail them, if you will, into bringing Trump down with him. I mean, this is like beyond Stasi. I mean, Robert Mueller is so unleashed, so unhinged, he has to be brought down.
Well, this is what upsets me about Ted Malik's case. I mean, I've known Ted for a long time. Ted is a good friend. We published Ted's memoirs. I met Ted in London and, you know, began working with him. He's a globalist who has done a lot to expose the global agenda. He's really a Christian conservative. He's written, you know, a dozen books, and he's extremely well known in Europe especially. Now, the idea that he's coming into the United States and lands in the United States, he's detained by the FBI. Now, that's ridiculous. All they had to do was ask Ted to come and talk to them. Ted would have arranged it. He'd be happy to talk to the FBI. He has nothing to hide. But they detain him, and then they confiscate his cell phone, so he has no way to communicate with anybody except through his wife's cell phone. His wife was fortunately with him. I mean, this is a disgrace. Give him back his cell phone. I mean, I'm ready to duke it out in the alley with Mueller. This is the kind of behavior that you would expect in a, you know, grade B 1930s Edward G. Robinson movie, and it's disgusting. This is not the way the professional FBI should be conducting itself in an investigation of this magnitude. But Mueller has nothing. He's grasping at straws, and he's making a fool of himself.
But have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, this is somebody that has no boundaries, no restrictions, no financial restrictions. He's got an entire war chest behind him of Democrat attorneys, of government funding, and he's literally just going wherever he wants, bringing down whoever he wants with whatever he wants. This is not a special counsel looking into Russian collusion. This is not a special counsel looking into Russian meddling. This is an unhinged individual who's destroying lives.
Well, I agree. It's like a star chamber. It's now gotten down to, I mean, Ted Malik is going to testify. They wanted him to testify this Friday to the grand jury. They, by the way, they went up to Massachusetts and got an attorney in Massachusetts. I mean, a lawyer, I mean, a judge to sign the order. I guess they couldn't find a hard left enough judge in DC. There's plenty of them. So they went to Massachusetts. They got this subpoena signed and they were going to have Ted appear this Friday. Well, then they called Ted. They've been talking to Ted. They're mad at, by the way, us for doing the broadcasting. Nobody's supposed to know about this hush hush secret squirrel Robert Mueller grand jury. And we're embarrassing the FBI. I'm sorry about that. The FBI deserves to be embarrassed. This is a witch hunt of the worst kind. I'm disgusted at this. So Ted is going to fly back to London. Then they're going to pay for him to come back. I don't know when he's going to get his cell phone back. They just took it. They said they need more time to do forensics. I mean, that's absurd.
How is this legal? I mean, how is he able to do this?
Well, I assume they have a warrant for the cell phone and the other electronics. But, you know, this is a extreme violation. Why do they need weeks and weeks and weeks in order to, you know, pry open what's in the cell phone? That should take about a half an hour. Download all of its contents and give him back his cell phone. I mean, this is outrageous. Ted, you know, is not a political operative. He's been a consultant, a pundit. He was not central to the Trump campaign. He wanted to become EU ambassador for Trump. That position has never been filled. He lobbied for that position, but never got filled. And so, you know, this is a disgrace. If you can pick out anybody and just, you know, demand their whole life be wrecked, have to spend money and get a lawyer, have to come in and answer all the questions from the grand jury. They read him his rights. They told him that if he lied to the FBI, it would be a crime. I mean, this is disgraceful. This is the kind of petty, stupid behavior you read about, you know, in communist Stalin Russia or in the Nazi Germany with the Gestapo. I mean, this is completely outrageous, and they don't have a case. All they've done is indict 13 wacko Russians who...
Yeah, that will give no fruit.
Precisely, because they won't come back and face trial. The FBI and the Department of Justice admits they did not influence the election, and Trump did not collude with them. That's all Mueller's got. Instead, he's still continuing to wreck the lives of people with these exceptional powers of the grand jury, which I think are being abused, and Mueller's a thug. He's acting like a hard-left ideological thug who has nothing, and he ought to duke it out in the street with us. Let's have a contest in the Department of Justice courtyard.
Well, and I'm sitting here, I used to be like 70% sure, you know, Mueller's a dirtbag. 30%, you know, like, okay, this is so ridiculous. Maybe he really is working with Trump behind the scenes. Maybe there's something else we're going on here and it's all just a show to bring down the deep state. Now I'm 99.9% sure this guy is a thug, dirtbag criminal. 1% chance that he's working with Trump actually to expose the deep state. I mean, this is so illegal. This is so off the hook. The only justice to me at this point is if Robert Mueller's life is ruined. You know, you want to ruin Mike Flynn's life? You want to ruin Ted Malik's life? You want to ruin all these people's lives? Well, how about your life gets ruined? But you know, it'd be fair, Dr. Corsi, because all it takes is all the illegality with him in the deep state during the Clinton years and Obama years to be exposed, and they'll go down justifiably.
Well, I like the idea of putting Mueller and Rosenstein under criminal investigation for their role in the Uranium One scandal when they covered up the information of the Russian bribery scheme. If that had been known to the CFIUS court, this Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, before the vote was taken, and Mueller and Rosenstein made sure it was not known, I'm sure that the committee would never have voted to let Russia get control of Uranium One. Of course, that deal was worth $175 million to Hillary Clinton. And I want to know how much Mueller and Rosenstein got paid. I want to know what their net worth is. I want to see their bank accounts. I want to examine their cell phones.
I just can't believe that we have this thug, Robert Mueller, totally unchained. I mean, how come he doesn't have a law? Why doesn't the law apply to Robert Mueller? How is he able to go out totally free as an investigator, as a lawyer, and just pick out any American to destroy their lives and hope that that somehow will bring Trump down. This is sick. It's reached levels of illegality that you could not even imagine, even in the Gestapo Nazi regime. Unbelievable. More with Dr. Corsi on the other side.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Facebook is in big trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I mean big, big heaps of trouble. And Zuckerberg knew it from day one. That's why he originally went into hiding and then was essentially forced to come out and make statements. But it's not going to put the toothpaste back in the tube, folks. Facebook is in deep, deep doo-doo. Now a BuzzFeed story is red-linked at the top of Drudge. A leaked document from Facebook's Andrew Bosworth from 2016 talks about growth at any cost, even if that cost is lives. One of the most shocking quotes from this memo, if you will, says, maybe it costs a life by exposing someone to bullies. Maybe someone dies in a terrorist attack coordinated on our tools. We still connect people. Growth at any cost. That's what Facebook said. That's a BuzzFeed story. The left eating its own now. Red linked on Drudge. So Dr. Corsi, I figure Facebook, I don't think Facebook can get out of this hole they're in. I think that they're in this too deep. Facebook is about to collapse and crumble and fall. If Facebook falls, don't the rest of them fall? Twitter, YouTube, especially Google, who, I mean, they collect everything. I mean, Google is collecting you everything. Where you go, what you do, what you eat, what you say, who you say it to. It's 10 times worse than Facebook. Maybe they're not selling it like Facebook is, but if Facebook falls, isn't that just the first domino to fall?
I believe it is. And, you know, I've been really upset. I've been tweeting about, the New York Times, which again is part of this hard left, agenda. The New York Times, my book, Killing the Deep State, has sold more than half of the other books on the list, the bestseller list for 2 weeks in a row. Yet the New York Times hard left communists refused to put it on the bestseller list. They don't want to benefit the book where it'll get better exposure in the stores, where it'll be seen by more people. I mean, this is where I think I'm confident. We have just shipped books to InfoWars, and I'm confident that InfoWars will alone be able to force the book onto the bestseller list. And then we'll work starting after Easter to begin to design the ability to market this book. And my book, Killing the Deep State, is really the breakthrough book. To understand how Trump is under a coup d'etat attempt by the deep state and how the counterattack is going to begin. Now, the attack on Facebook and Google is part of the counterattack, and QAnon has been signaling this for about a month. And what it is that, you know, people are now beginning to realize that it's not just Google censorship, which closed down my YouTube account and threatened to do the same to to InfoWars. But it's more, every click you make is going right into the NSA. It's going right into the CIA. These are funded by Google, Facebook, all of these out of Silicon Valley were funded by the military industrial complex, were designed by the CIA, and the data goes into the intelligence agencies and into Democratic national campaigns. It's like Eric Schmidt did using all the Google data for Hillary. It was provided by Zuckerberg to Hillary, and Trump is going to take these down. There's going to be Federal Trade Commission regulation, and we're going to see this Internet Bill of Rights get proposed in Congress. There's a new sheriff in town, and I think with the antitrust and privacy regulation of the Federal Trade Commission, you're going to find these billionaires are going to have all their billions evaporate, and these Google Facebooks are going to be 100% regulated.
Oh, my gosh. Like Mark Zuckerberg worth $60 billion. Where in the you-know-what does he get $60 billion? That, I mean, I'm thinking that's going to be the first evaporation. Zuckerberg from $60 billion to zero. I mean, right overnight. That has to be something is up with Zuckerberg with $60 billion. I mean, give me a break. But you know what? I think, Dr. Corsi, I think that Trump is actually very wise, and it might upset his base that he's not messaging on this, but I think it'd be very wise for Trump to actually avoid this topic of discussion, not even really get into it right now, let Facebook and Google collapse, because once they get exposed for what they are, nothing more than a data collection facility for the NSA and for the Democrat Party, and for whatever they, for themselves to sell, you know, marketing and information and data, this is not going to be a partisan issue. This is good. I mean, that's why BuzzFeed is red-linked on Drudge right now with their story about Facebook. liberals, conservatives, everyone on every sector of society, they're going to be ticked at Facebook. They're going to be ticked at Google. And I think if Trump leaves his fingerprints off of this, it actually leaves it to have fair, criticism from left and right, as long as Trump doesn't have his fingertips on it, because as soon as he touches it, you know the left is going to go along with it. So Trump needs to avoid this, let the left and the right come after Facebook and Google so that they can collapse under the weight of all their data collection.
Well, I think Trump has already indicated that Amazon and the Washington Post are extremely leftist. He'll do the same with the New York Times. You're going to find out that Zuckerberg, for instance, did not create the code. He's not this genius from Harvard.
He's probably a thief.
He stole the code. He stole it from others. You're going to find that Eric Schmidt is just a front man, and it was the CIA operatives within the military-industrial complex that funded, you know, Lockheed Martin's and all the rest. They're the money behind, this is the money behind Silicon Valley. I've been publishing this picture of all these, you know, Silicon Valley bigwigs, including Eric Schmidt, including Zuckerberg, at this dinner in one of the investment bankers' homes in 2011 in February. They're all toasting Obama. I guess they're going to use all their data to make sure he's elected. You're going to find out before the end of this that the Democrats used this data, the Google and other data, to steal the election in 2012, the voting fraud, and that really the votes, I believe Romney won that election. And you're going to find out that virtually every election that we've had in the last 50 years, the Democrats have rigged, and they're getting better at it. And the suits that are going to come from this are going to be massive.
Well, what do they need to be good at? They got the Soros electronic voting machines. They don't need any talent for that. You just buy the voting machines. Real quick, Jerry, we just had this for immediate release from the Office of the Inspector General of the Department of Justice. They're now reviewing the Department of Justice and the FBI and their procedures with the surveillance court getting the spy warrants to spy on the Trump campaign. Real quick, Jerry, what do you think comes of this?
Well, I think this is the beginning of the special prosecutor, because it's an expansion of the inspector general's investigation into a major aspect of the use of this FISA court document, which, by the way, we now know was backed by the White House at the top levels, the chief of staff, by John Brennan and the CIA, by Harry Reid and the Senate. This is all a plan that really now we just really got information new. Emails and text messages between these two lovers, Strozek and Page, which make it clear just how deep this coup d'etat ran. This is the beginning of the inspector general cannot indict anyone. He can only recommend administrative changes. But once this gets going, the command and the drumbeat for a special prosecutor is going to pick up, and Mueller is going to look like a used car salesman with this, you know, stupid investigation. He's going to be under investigation himself, along with
a used car salesman. I think more like a used condom, but
well,
that's just me.
Clearly, this is clearly Gestapo tactics. It's a bad 1930s movie. Mueller needs to be held accountable for the fact that he's abusing his powers, detaining people like Ted Malik, who would have easily...
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. They're all abusing power. Facebook, Google, Mueller, the Democrats with the voting machine, they're all abusing power. It's time for them all to be brought down as the cabal that they are. Jerry Corsi, thank you so much for your great work at InfoWars.com and for joining us here today. And guys, it's only possible to have people like Jerry Corsi working for us because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I want to close the broadcast with this story. Athletic grandmother plays basketball every day at the age of 83. This is a Chinese woman, Yu Jingjia, plays basketball every day at 83. Now, I got to tell you, this is like a superhero to me. I wish I could play basketball through my 80s. But that is why I take supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. That's why I take the Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Supplement from InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. That's why I take the Joint Formula from InfoWarsStore.com. That's why I take the Bone Formula from InfoWarsStore.com. That's why I take the Caveman Ultimate Bone Broth Supplement from InfoWarsStore.com. That's why I take the DNA Force and the Cell Force. Cell Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. If you want to play ball till you're 83 years old, we have the supplement at InfoWarsStore.com to help you in that endeavor. Bodies, 50% off, 25% off right now. and CellForce 50% off right now. So be like the Chinese grandmother playing basketball at 83 and get your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. All right, folks, we sign off till tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.